Hey there, welcome to Intentional Living Center today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. The doors are open. Come on in. If you've been following the news, you've heard the report of the website that was originally intended to be private and confidential just for married people who want to have an affair with another person outside their marriage. You probably read about the hacking on this website, and they claim on their website, what does it say here? 38 million anonymous members, not so much today. We'll talk a little bit about that, but to set the tone, we're here to help you in your marriage. Maybe there has been an affair in your marriage. Maybe you've gone through that and you've been restored, or maybe you've decided to be very intentional to affair-proof your marriage so it doesn't happen. That's what we want to hear. What God is teaching you about affair-proofing your marriage as a Christian person. You ready? This is Intentional Living.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are open, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your marriage, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt, and welcome to Intentional Living Center today. What a disturbing story, really, when I first heard about it on the news, and then have some material here. Looking at the website, the actual homepage of the website here, it says that they have 38 million anonymous members. And the tagline is, life is short, have an affair. And apparently people from, I don't know, all over the world, I'm assuming, went there, assuming it was going to be private and personal. Well, not so much. And the hackers break in and now releasing names of people. In fact, I got a report here in front of me that the Toronto police report two suicides associated with this hack. I'm assuming people who their names were going to be released. I don't even want to mention the name of the site. But you can imagine there's people, you can imagine people today, maybe some listener, maybe you, I don't know. I mean, 38 million, that's what? That's like 10% of the whole U.S. population. That doesn't even seem possible. And here's what we want to do at Intentional Living today, is we were thinking about this topic. You know, one path we could go down is talk about affairs and you sharing your stories, but I'll tell you what we really would like to do, because I know that there is a vast group of people listening, those who saying, hey, you know, we live in a world that is just oversexed in terms of the messaging. In fact, one pastor made the statement that, how did he put it here? He said, Pastor Floyd, he said, did a sermon on relationships. And he was talking about how in our culture today, we're in this sexual revolution. It's altering the mindsets, undermining the family, influencing the culture, and is making a mockery to biblical truth. And the interesting thing, I think part of it is, this is very interesting news. It's very relevant news. But most people don't really care. You know, it's just part of the society in which we live today. But for those of us who are followers of Christ, we believe that there's this mystical union that occurs in marriage, and God's intention is for a man and woman to be married for a lifetime without another person. Now, that happens, and God is a God of forgiveness. Boy, and I say to those of you who've been restored, you know about God's forgiveness. You know about it. The Scripture is very clear that if we confess our sins, 1 John 1:9, that God is just and ready to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so there's great hope, great forgiveness. This is not a program today with trying to beat people up. In fact, here's what we got. One goal today, because our time is so short. I would like to know how you have decided very practically to affair-proof your marriage. What do you do? Maybe it has something to do with opposite-sex friendships. Maybe it has to do with entertainment. Maybe it has to do with your schedule. Maybe it has to do with your thought life. I don't know. But how do you do that? 888-888-1717. Colossians 3:19, husbands, love your wives. And I think it begins between a man and woman committed to each other. But what one thing are you doing? 888-888-1717. One thing, intentional to affair-proof your marriage.
If I could do one thing to improve my marriage, it would be to take the time to listen to the Holy Spirit when my emotions start running high. And what that normally means is I'm not getting my way, or things aren't going as I expect them, or I'm a little tired. If I'd only take that time to listen, I know things would be better, not only in my marriage, my relationship with Christ, and with the other people around me.
My husband and I, one thing that we've been working on to help our marriage succeed is communication. With he as the head of the family, he really puts himself in a position to be the giver of his love, and then me as the recipient, and that has opened up our lines of communication. It's all about just being open to each other and being willing to give as well to receive.
Boy, lots of good information today. Let's get to some more. Hannah's on the line today. Hannah, welcome to the Intentional Living Center.
Hi
there. Appreciate your call.
No problem.
How do you fair-proof your marriage?
Well, I'm a military wife, and my husband deploys a lot. And to tell you the truth, I've been trying to fair-proof my marriage before I got married. And my husband did the same thing while we were both single. We made a commitment to know that whoever our future spouse would be, we will be faithful to them, and that Christ is our first love. And having that mindset, when we prepared us for marriage, like before we even got married.
Yes.
And so it's advice that I tell singles all the time is that, like, you know, I still wait for my husband when he's gone and deployed. I just know his name. And so another thing is that, like, when he deploys and I'm by myself, we pray for each other. Like, you know, there's like a lot of temptation when you're deployed overseas. There's a lot of servicemen that probably are not believers that have porn, like magazines. And so, and for me, I get tempted the same way. And so my husband and I, we made a plan. If we ever get tempted, we get out of the situation or get out of the room and we pray for each other. Reverently, because if I'm getting attacked, chances are my husband's getting attacked at the same time.
Boy, it's a spiritual thing. All right, so you've set a very intentional decision, obviously, to remain faithful to each other. And God bless you, by the way, as military family for your service. But then during times of temptation, which are inevitable in life, life is full of lots of temptations. This is just one. You've decided to leave, in other words, to repent. That's what it means, to turn and go in another direction, not to stay where you are, and then pray for your husband. So you make it a very intentional decision to pray for each other.
Absolutely. If you have to go like Joseph away from Potiphar's wife, you can run.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just get away.
That's a way to do it. Hey, thank you for that reminder, Hannah. I hope somebody's listening today that needed that from you. Appreciate your call.
No problem. God bless you.
Thank you for your service as well.
Hi. One of the ways that I'm living intentionally, I recently found out that my husband had an affair. It was with a best friend of mine, and it was pretty difficult to deal with, but one of the things that I have held on to and embraced is I would have despaired had I not believed that I would see the goodness of God. I heard that on the radio with the scripture. I don't remember where it's at, but boy, I tell you what, I know that God wants to bless my marriage, and I know his promises, and I know God's heart, and I know that even in spite of the difficult circumstances, we can get through anything. I'm so grateful for that. And Randy, I'm so grateful for your program. Thank you, and keep doing the good work.
Well, we will, as long as we can. Thank you for that call. And I know, you know, as you listen to a program today, my guess is as a listener, we're getting all sorts of reactions. People driving the car today, or you're at home and you're listening, there are some of you who are saying, you know, get at them. Preach it. There's some of you who may be feeling guilty because you know you've toyed with this. You've been down this path in one form or another, and it's sort of a, you're listening, but you want to turn it off, but you're listening. Then there's some who've already, they're gone. You know, some people saying, this is ridiculous, I'm out of here. So wherever you are on that spectrum, We got to come back to what we call God's intention. What is the ultimate intention of God when it has to do with marriage? And I don't think there's very many people listening at this point, this far into the program, who would disagree. It's not God's intention for us to go to that website, that kind of thing, or any place, and to, you know, intentionally have an affair. That's not God's intention. God's intention is for a man and a woman to be married for a lifetime. That is really what we believe the Scripture teaches. Now, we know we don't live in a perfect world with perfect people. We all fail. We all have problems in our life. But here's the good news. Again, God restores. But what we hope for today is that some will hear the message and will say, enough. I'm going to stop whatever direction I'm on. I'm headed toward. This is not a path that's going to lead to health and, you know, to prosperity in my marriage and my relationships. And I stop. And I'm going to turn. That's what repentance means. It's 180 degrees. I'm going to turn in a new direction, going to seek forgiveness from God, find counseling, find accountability, and go a new direction. Here's the good news. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life. It's a decision you can make. But it's a decision we all have to make. It's a decision every day to get up and choose to be intentional today. Do I choose to live my life intentionally for Him today? Mark's on the line in Wisconsin. Welcome to the program, Mark.
Hey, good morning. How are you? Good afternoon.
I'm doing well. Thank you for your call. What's your take on this discussion today?
Well, my take is that for most of my adult life, I've been with my wife since I was 15 and became a Christian at about 35. And when I started to think about my relationship with her, I happened to be listening to your program, if I remember once. I think it was Dr. Dobson had something on there which I thought was insane when he said that he wouldn't even have a cup of coffee with another person of the opposite sex. And so I started thinking about that and praying about it, and I came to the conclusion that I needed to change about my relationship and quit taking my wife for granted. So I started to go back to old school things. I hold the door for her, and I've listened to y'all talk about it too, about reminding her that I love her and that I'll never leave her, and try to be just be kind to her to the point where she wants to be with me and desires to have nobody else please her in any other way. So God has been really awesome about changing me in so many ways. I can't even begin to tell you, but one of the great ways is to make my marriage after all these years so much stronger than it ever has been. So I praise God for that.
That's fantastic. You know, the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. And at one point in your past, you decided to go in a different direction. And my guess is that's easier now. It's more of a habit today, a healthy habit in your life today than it was when you started that.
Absolutely. You're so right, because when I talk to people in my church and things about that, it is a habit. We take our wives for granted. Somebody once said to me, I hope you treat waitresses better than you treat your wife. And I started to think about how true that was. If somebody brings you a Coke at your table, you say, oh, thank you, and your wife brings you one, and you don't even break stride in your conversation. And so just being intentional, as funny as it sounds, treat my wife like a stranger, you know, be kind and courteous and respect her like you do sometimes more to strangers than you do to the one who loves you most.
That's great.
And so it's been a great blessing.
Well, good
really
for you.
Has.
Well, thank you, Mark, for sharing your story. Maybe some guy listening is going to be encouraged that Mark did it. And he can do it, too. So thanks for your call.
Well, thank you for what y'all do. You helped lead me to Christ. So thank you.
You're very welcome. We're glad to be one tool. You know, the Bible talks about some planting, some watering, some harvesting. We're just happy to be a part of the process on any one day and to be a part of sharing the good news of knowing Christ. And I say to Christians, I know today we got people listening who are followers of Christ and people who are not. And that should change your mindset, really, on even a topic like this. And so I'm speaking right now to those of us who are followers of Christ, because the issue is, what is God's intention for marriage? What is God's intention for you who are married today? And to know what that intention is and then living that, not in perfection. We all make mistakes. Christians fail, and Christians need forgiveness more every day. It's part of life. But on a day like today, we're thinking about this news story of this website where what? It got hacked with 30 plus million people's names being exposed who are married, apparently, connecting with other married people for the purpose of having an affair. You can imagine some people today are pretty nervous. In fact, I heard on the report here from the news in Toronto, I mentioned earlier that there's an unconfirmed report that two people apparently committed suicide as a result of that hack. And I imagine there'll be more stories coming out. So my encouragement today, our encouragement today, is to help us stop and think about what we can do, as Mark just said, to make your marriage better, to make your marriage stronger, to do those intentional things that will make your marriage what God's intention is for you. Solomon, in his wisdom, wrote words that were easy to understand. In fact, the wisest people are those who can communicate a truth without having to figure out what in the world was he saying. Solomon said this in 22 words. Are you ready? So if you have your Bibles, turn to Ecclesiastes 10:10. He says, if an axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength. But wisdom brings success. Here's the truth. Here's the universal principle that Solomon is sharing with us. Successful people keep their edges sharp, and unsuccessful people don't. That's as simple as it gets. And that is truth. And by the way, that is the teaching for the month of August. Just a clip from the entire teaching that has been sent out to Intentional Living members around the country. About 3,500 or so who stand in monthly support of the ministry. And when you do, and I'm looking at some of our new recent members who've just joined us, men and women from around the country joining us, every dime, every dollar goes back into satellite time and radio time and for broadcasting and staff and all the things that we're doing. But we get a chance to come alongside of you with the monthly teaching this month on Sharpen Your Edge, next month on the power of a question to change your life. And then I go into a series on the intentional living process, starting with parenting, and then in November it'll be on marriage. We're right up this alley talking about marriage. So I do want to thank Steve and Robin, who have just recently joined us from Flagstaff, beautiful Flagstaff. I'd like to be in Flagstaff today, a hot day in Tucson. Beautiful Flagstaff. Thank you for your call and for joining us, Steve and Robin. And from Charlotte, from Leveland, Texas, thank you for becoming a monthly member. See, one joining for $30 a month, another for $15 a month, whatever God lays on your heart. But come and join us. We'll get you on the list, and we'll start getting these teachings to you to say thanks. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. You know, marriage and family is kind of a big thing around here at the Intentional Living Center, and you probably knew that. But did you know how many blogs Dr. Randy has posted on those subjects? Well, it's a lot. I tried to count them all, but then I'd get interrupted or distracted. So if you'd like some quick tips to help you with your family, go to theintentionallife.com/blog. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Successfully managing a family business requires sacrifice, risk, and pulling your family together. Learn how at the Intentional Living Center's Thrive Conference for Families and Business, October 13th in Michigan. Experts from successful multi-million dollar family businesses will teach you how to build a vibrant business with your family and employees. The one-day Thrive Conference comes to Michigan October 13th. Early bird discount ends September 30th. Register at theintentionallife.com. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Welcome to Intentional Living. If you just joined us today, we're talking about marriage. I won't have time in the brief minutes we have left to go through the list of love and respect intentionals. We create what we call intentionals here with emphasis on 10, T-E-N. It's a top 10 list on various topics, intentionals, in this case, for love and respect. And they're just very practical things. If you're looking to rebuild or strengthen your marriage and you want to get started with some really practical, simple things that you can do, and we're big about one thing, doing the next right one thing and doing it every day, maybe for the next week or next month until it becomes a habit. That's our whole teaching here, turning God's intentions into goals, goals into actions, actions into habits, habits into a changed life. That's really what intentional living is. And you're looking for some just really practical things you can do. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's our website, theintentionallife.com. When you're there, if you click on today's broadcast, the little box there with my picture, it'll take you how to affair-proof your marriage. When you click on that, it'll take you to the page where you can download the intentionals for love and respect and marriage. Okay? Okay. Rochelle is on the line in New Mexico. Hi there. How are you?
Good.
Good. We're talking about affair-proofing marriage. How do you all do that?
I believe for my husband and I, the number one thing is being intentional about not all about me. So whenever any of my actions I take, I want to make sure that I'm intentional, that I'm meeting his needs and not just mine. And I think the biggest one is obviously with the sexual part. I mean, a lot of times women struggle with being exhausted with the kids and so forth, but I want to be intentional in regard to his needs and making sure that it's not all about me. It's us.
Hmm. You know, the Bible talks about that. By the way, if you want to do a Bible study as a couple, 1 Corinthians chapter 7 talks about that. And that is an interesting discussion in and of itself. Let me ask you, Rochelle, in terms of the nature of your relationship or the level of communication, do you guys have a strong marriage overall? Do you find that your marriage is strong, not only sexually, but in other areas?
It's getting there. I've been married for a little less than like 3 months with this man. I was a widow, so I was married for quite some time previous. But because of that, I've learned a lot of things with my first marriage that with him, we are huge about communication and we're doing the best we can to communicate because we believe that helps with a strong marriage.
Mm, well, good for you. Well, listen, that's a very practical part of this part of making a marriage work. You've got the emotional part. You've got the intellectual part, which is our head. You know, we're big about head, heart, and hand here at Intentional Living. And I think when we look at intimacy, it fits in all three of those. You've got the head part where there's intellectual interest. You're learning. You're growing together. Too often I find marriages where one person will outgrow the other person intellectually. One's growing. The other one isn't. That creates a dynamic that can be very stressful in a marriage. Another form of intimacy can be, of course, the heart issues, the emotional part, our heart, connecting around shared values about things that are, you know, at the emotional level. And then there's the hand level, the doing things. There's a level of intimacy around just the activities in terms of our goals and the direction that we're taking. And there's never a perfect match in marriage. I guess that shouldn't be the goal because then we could be disappointed. But it certainly should be the goal to continue to grow and keep developing closeness, more intimacy in your marriage relationship. So, you know, we're looking at practical areas. When we talk about intimacy today to affair-proof your marriage, there's spiritual intimacy, making sure you're on the same page with each other spiritually. You're heading in the same direction. And if you're not, to be able to talk about that and not make that an issue of contention between the two of you to the degree you can. There's going to be financial intimacy, that we're on the same page financially, that we have the same goals of how we use money and things in life. Believe it or not, marriage is often impacted greatly by the financial discussions. There's closeness around shared values of raising kids. Do we have the same values of having children and raising children and wanting to go in the same direction with children? And so intimacy occurs in very various areas. And when we develop intimacy, that strengthens the marriage. It becomes a fabric that helps affair-proof your marriage. And one of the messages that came up at the very beginning is praying for each other, or praying when you find yourself tempted to say, I choose. I make an intentional decision to stay focused on my spouse and my marriage. How do you affair-proof your marriage? If you didn't get through and you want to share your story with us on our comment line, our story line, call us at 888-888-1717 or go online and join the discussion on Facebook as well at theintentionallife.com. Theintentionallife.com. Closing comment in just a minute.
I learned I don't pay attention to how he's saying it. I just pay attention to what he's saying.
Kay's intentional one thing changed her marriage, and it was as simple as changing the way she listens to her husband.
When I would ask my husband a question, how do I do this or where is this? It seemed to me like he would raise his voice at me and his eyebrows would go up while he was talking. And I just felt like he was getting angry, but I didn't want to accuse him of getting angry because my blood pressure would boil. And I just couldn't wait to say something when he was finished about, how can you, I don't know why you treat me like a kid, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I learned I don't pay attention to how he's saying it. I just pay attention to what he's saying.
One thing you can do to live intentionally in your marriage is to listen to what your spouse is trying to say instead of forcing them to say it in a way that pleases you. Take the Intentional One Thing Challenge and discover the one thing you can do to discover purpose and peace and start living intentionally. Go to theintentionallife.com/one thing.
Yeah. Hey, listen, let me just add, you shouldn't have to do that, what you just heard her say, but that's reality. Because sometimes people you love are going to communicate in ways that you don't understand. And unless you can try to get behind their eyes and see how they're really communicating, what they're really trying to say, you can have that continual tension. Hey, listen, we're wrapping up the program. Remember this one thought. Pray for your spouse every day when he or she comes to your mind. Keep your mind focused on them in prayer. Boy, that makes a difference. Hey, you know, the Thrive Conference for Families and Business, we have this coming up in less than 2 months, October 13th. We already have a great turnout, and it's a small, we only have room for 150 people. It's going to be held right in the heart of Michigan in St. John's at a fast-growing international Christian family that owns a family business. It's going to be right in their conference center at their business. I have John Kogel coming. Michigan people know Kogel Meats. John has a fantastic story of 100 years of family business. We have friends coming from Texas with a fast-growing family business and a fantastic testimony of what God's done in their life. My friend, psychologist Dr. Todd Linneman's coming to talk about relationships. I'm going to be talking. We have an attorney focusing on a succession planning for your family business. One day, October 13th, for families and business. You're getting started. You have a mature family business, or maybe you're struggling. It's going to be a day for you guys. You can get registered today. Once we hit the cutoff, we're going to have to cut it off because of seating. So if you've been waiting, this is a great time to do it. Go to theintentionallife.com. Click on the events page there, okay? See you next time from Intentional Living.